And then at one time, that it was an extraordinary event. At one time, on the southwest coast of Hudson Bay, just before he hits the peninsula of the between Hudson Bay and James Bay, the gust of wind emerged from the north when the tide came, which is usually happened, and created a very bad storm. And he just managed to swing or go over the peninsula of the Hudson Bay and James Bay and run around down towards south using its sail and travel during the night right straight to Moosinee, sailing past the Agamiski Island in the dark, in a very big storm. And he sent his staff down the under the deck and said to rest and sleep. And he himself stay up there. There was no house. There was just a wheel and a seat. And that's where he was. And people downstairs, they were worried, under the deck, they were worried that he could be washed away, something could go wrong. So once in a while, some man would just peek through and watch him from the bottom and see if he was there. And they say that the waves were so high, so strong, that the waves sometimes were just simply washed away over him. And he would disappear under the white wash and then appear later still clung to his wheel, you know, steering mechanism, whatever he was using. And then he tied his body into the superstructure or whatever you want to call it, on a deck. Tied himself there so he won't wash away. And they say through the storm, he weathered out. And by morning, he dropped the anchor right at the mouth of the Moosinee River. It was one of the deeds that the man so impressed other people what he was able to do. But of course, there's no question to that, because the man was a Medeo. He had powers. But they say he didn't even need the compass. That's how those great people were. And so that's the story that I have always heard, and I always impresses me in how such a person can be. And that's a story that I enjoy to tell. Now, same again, still in that period in time between 1900 and 1700, somewhere around 1862 or 1882, at the Hudson Bay Company had a system. They established some sort of a pony express, but not necessarily ponies, but they used men, a special man, that they were new and recommended by other men, by other Muskegos, that such man who is masterful in walking and traveling and that kind of person. So he would be assigned to carry the mail from York Factory to Moosinee, which is 400, probably about 500 miles distance one way. And this man, it's either he will be living in Moosinee area, and there, the Moose Factory, he would carry the mail from there right across country into York Factory. Any season, whether during the winter, springtime, summertime, doesn't matter. And this particular person, he was very masterful. He was a skillful person, and he knows exactly how to do things.